do what you're supposed to do now to create the calls to do that, that creates the calls to do more and more. So all your Dharma work, even this meeting, don't sit here inert. Don't sit here sleepy. Don't sit here don't care. Talk. Push yourself. Give opinions. Again and again. Because what you're doing here is Dharma work. This creates the causes to receive Ajahini. Right here, sitting here is Dharma work. Your style. Lay people's style. Involve yourself. Push yourself. You can't do this, what Dharma you can do? What Dharma can you do? People circumambulate around Mount Kailash. It takes them 1 year to circumambulate around Mount Kailash by prostrating. The mountain, the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, because Vajrayogini Hidupa resides there. So they circumambulate around there in the freezing cold, and at night they sleep in tents, and they use ice to melt to drink for tea. And we're in a beautiful environment, and we can't stay awake, or we can't be alert. Talk, involve yourself, be interested, know every department, understand every department, be passionate, move yourself. When can you stop all that? When you die. Why do you think I have every department talk about every department with every department? I want your involvement. I want you to collect merit. I want you to push your mind to think. I want you to take responsibility. I want you to stop thinking that's not my department, this is mine. No. If everybody thinks that's your department, when you talk, I'm sleepy. When I talk, you better pay attention. There's no cohesiveness. Be interested in every department. Be interested in every activity. Be interested in every word that the person says. And we are tired, we are exhausted, we are sleepy. But be happy, because we are sleepy for a very good reason. What did we do yesterday? What did we do the day before? Every day is virtuous work. Be happy. Be happy to be tired. Be happy to be sleepy. I'm as sleepy as hell over here. I'm happy. I am. I'm very sleepy. Some of you make me more sleepy because you look even more sleepy. Yes. So what? So what? When you were young, you were sleepy for a bad reason. You were up the whole night clubbing, doing all kinds of weird things. Next day you're sleepy. That's not a happy sleepy. That makes you stupid. Think about it. So, practice. And teach and explain to everyone. I repeat, I want Malaysian, I want non-Tibetan lineage holders. Help me. Starting now, I want non-Tibetan Dharma teachers and lineage holders. Help me now by giving up your attachments, by learning, by doing Dharma all the way, so when these lineages and teachings are passed to you, you can pass it to other people. You can give initiations. You can give oral transmissions. You can give teachings. What an honor to be a receptacle for the teachings of Mother Vajrayogini. What an honor. Start now. You start now. So therefore, how? Whatever you're supposed to give up, give up. Whatever you're supposed to lessen. And stop having that bored, I'm just comfortable look. Stop. Push yourself. Never be satisfied with what you have accomplished. Push yourself. The only time you can be satisfied is when you're fully enlightened with it. Never be comfortable with what you have done. Never be comfortable. Never just say uncomfortable and that's it. Push yourself. Not enough. More. And when you look at people doing so much, instead of thinking, I can't do it, say, I'm going to do more. Why? A lot of people here who can do so much, when they first started, they couldn't do it. They could not. James stood up and gave us a wonderful presentation, except for the beginning that was DC. But anyways, that doesn't count because this is his first time. James gave us a wonderful presentation, but when we first joined us, how was he? I used to meet him in KP. We didn't have anything, remember? We used to meet in KP and he'd be there with his little friend. And we just talk and joke and play and give little Dharma teaching. He was not here, not there. He wanted to be a star, he wanted to be a singer, he wanted to be a gigolo. He wanted to be all kind of things. Now he can do this because somebody taught him the Dharma. So when James started, he was much worse than Chow. Much worse than Chow. He knew nothing. Chow was the big uncle. Chow was the big Lao Bang. Chow was the big Ama. The big one. We were all like that. We were all like that. Look at when Mei Wu first started as the Minister of KH. I tell you, she won the Nightmare Award. The award for Nightmare Administrators for the next 5 years. Because everything you ask, she goes, don't know. And if I asked her, may you do this, remember in meetings, Mei Wu would actually do this. I said, okay, Mei Wu, I want you to do this. She'd be like, Now when I say it, she goes, okay, I'll try. So Mei Wu wasn't always this gracious, eager to do Dharma person. Sometimes when she talks, I still don't know what she's talking about because she's kind of blurred. But she talks and she tries. And I appreciate that. So therefore, Mei Wu wasn't always like that. She was a no lady. Her name was Madam No. Yes, her name was, everything was no. You knew that. Everything was no. Now everything's, I'll try, I'll do my best. Yes. And when she messes up, she says, I'm sorry. She sent me a nice SMS. I say, what happened to you, you monster? Why didn't you SMS me? She'll write when I'm driving or I did this. Fine. My point is what? Not everybody became a good presenter. So therefore, effort. So instead of sitting there looking around saying, oh, they're good, they're good. You have to understand, many people who are good in this room were worse than you when they first started. Worse than you when they started. How come they went past you? Because they put the effort. Look at Margaret. Oh my God, when she gave the presentation yesterday, she should have won the award. I was so impressed. And I know she talked to this person, talked to that person, talked to this, she said that. She went all over to make sure it's perfect. That's fine. I don't care how you make it perfect. Just make it perfect. Just make it. I heard she was talking to this person. They asked this person because when she first gave her presentations, there were a few people who gave her advice. They were like, no, not like that girl. And then she perfected. Fine. Now she knows the formula. Next time it'll be better and better. After a while, she'll give advice how to do presentations. She gave the best presentation. I mean, everybody's good. She was wonderful yesterday. Wonderful. My point. Many of the people who started here doing a good job were worse than you. They just put in effort. So if you keep saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, I cannot, lazy, cannot. You will never accomplish anything. And you waste your life and time. Simple. Very simple. You meditate and think about that. So therefore, teach the Dharma with your body. Teach the Dharma with your speech. Teach the Dharma with your facial expression. Teach your Dharma with jokes, with fun. Teach your Dharma with kindness. Teach your Dharma with the motivation to benefit the other person. Teach whatever you know and stop complaining what you don't know. There's so many things I don't know. If I told you all the things I didn't know, you say, you know what, go back to Moon Club. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But you know what? There I am. And one day, one of you know more than me, I'll send you somewhere else. I have no ego problems. So therefore, push yourself and then teach Dharma by body, speech, and mind. And then our organization will grow. TKL will come up. And our departments will be very successful. And you know what? You will be very successful. And I promise you, I promise with all my heart, I promise, at the end of your life, when you're dying, or you're old, or you can't do much, you're going to rejoice at all the things you did. And you're going to compare it with the rest of the world, you're going to say, thank God. And you're going to pray, in my next life, may I meet Tsongkhapa's teachings again? May I meet Vajrayana again? May I meet a real qualified guru in my next life again? And may I practice Dharma again? And you'll say, may I never have a relationship, may I never have kids, may I never have family, may I never have any of that, may I practice Dharma again and again and again? I do that. I promise you'll pray like that. It won't even be fake. It'll be real. It will arise in your mind. So therefore, right now, teach the Dharma with your body, speech, and mind. Teach with your body, speech, and mind. And practice. And teach from your practice. You say, well, by the time I get some attainment, it's going to be quite a while, so if I don't teach until then, that's fine. Then teach while you're practicing. Teach while you're practicing. I'll give you an example. In the gym, there are some people whose bodies are not that buff, but they're trainers, and they've gone through training. They can still teach, and they still work out. They can still teach you how to slim down and have a nice body, too. So even while you're practicing right now, also teach. Why not? So remember, I want non-Tibetan lineage holders. Because Buddhism is going out of the Tibetan world. Out of it. Both sense of the word. Out means leaving it physically, and out also means it has to leave the Tibetan world because it doesn't belong to Tibet, it belongs to humanity. Therefore, help me. Help me to become lineage holders. Please don't resist. Please stop saying you cannot. Help me become lineage holders, teachers, practitioners,